Your access to me lies within. You see, in the old covenant, they had no access to me from within. They could only access me from without. But now that the blood of my Son has been shed, now that you have become born again with my life and my nature inside you, you have access to me from within. So stop looking without, stop seeking without, and start seeking within. Start seeking within for everything that you desire and everything that you've hoped for and everything that you have wanted to see manifest is within you, because I am within you. What he showed me is that a foundation has been laid. And the kind of foundation that he showed me, it's like when a house is being laid and they pour the cement to make sure that that foundation is in proper order. Then they let that cement cure. Then after the cement has cured, they began building upon that house. And he showed me how that a foundation has been laid. A foundation for revival has been laid. And the foundation that he showed me, it wasn't just a typical foundation for a house, but it was massively thick. And he said, what's happening now is that he showed me this foundation is in a curing process, a hardening process. Those of you that have ever worked with cement, you know that the curing process for cement can take a long time depending upon the way the cement is mixed and how thick it is. In fact, out at Hoover Dam? As old as that is, 50, 60 years old, whatever, they say that in the thicker portions that the cement is still curing even to this day. And that we are in a curing process. This foundation is in a curing process. And that this foundation that has been laid, it is a foundation for revival. And that even during these moments that we had of silence, there is curing that is taking place. Hardening. And he said, because if the foundation is not laid thick enough and big enough, and if it is not allowed to cure, then it will not be able to support His glory when it's released. Because when the glory is released, if the foundation hasn't properly cured, then the imperfections in the foundation will show forth, just as in construction, if the cement isn't properly cured and you start to build on it, it's going to buckle, it's going to have creases, the imperfections are going to come forth. And he said, there is a curing process at work now. A curing process. And he showed me something else that he'd shown me before, and I'd kind of forgotten about it. And I don't even recall, I think I've maybe shared it, but you've seen those pictures of Saturn. It has all those rings around it, and how those rings just go out for I don't know how many miles and miles and miles away from the planet. And he said,
in seeing that, he used that as an illustration to show me that the planet is the revival, and that we are out here in the beginning stages of the rings, headed in toward that revival. And what's happening this week, this prayer that's taking place, the worship that's going on, the continual, it's not just a matter that we're doing it, but it's how we're doing it. Sure, we could do it at home and do it during the same hours that we've signed up for, but because we are sacrificing to be here to spend those hours, that is making the difference. And there are some of you that I would listen very closely to him, because there is a very good chance that he may speak to you that what you have started here, he may want you to continue keeping hours here. Because ultimately, he's going to want what's happening this week to be happening all the time. 24 hours a day, someone here in this place. He said, we are pressing toward revival. We are pressing toward revival. Don't get caught up in the small number of people who are here. All it took was one man to make revival possible. And so don't get caught up in what appears to be numbers too small to cause revival. We are a number that can usher in revival. It can pour through the people who are here. More will come, but it can pour through the people who are here. As you know, I have a pretty good working relationship with the people at the prayer center. And just as I am sure that Timothy talked to a lot of people about Paul, you have heard me talk of Pastor Dave and what is happening out there. And they've been in this process now, pressing toward revival far longer than we have. And it doesn't bother me to look to someone else, because if I see that someone else has gone so deep into God that his manifestations are taking place, then I see someone that's blazed a path in front of me. And there is a church there which has blazed a path for other churches to press into revival. Not church growth, revival. Because any church, any group, any pastor, if they play around long enough, they're going to come up with the right gimmicks, the right tools, the right programs that are going to pull a lot of people into their church. But that's not revival. And the prayer center is touching revival. And as I was standing up here, the Lord said, tell the people to pray for the prayer center. They are on the cutting edge of revival, and the camp of the enemy is preparing an onslaught to take them out. And he gave me a quick glimpse of these black, I'll call them demons, two or three of them. They were very black, and they were very big. very, very large. And I could tell by looking at them that they were very powerful within the realm of Satan's kingdom. And they were very agitated and very angry. And they were preparing to attack. And they were preparing to attack the prayer center. Because the one thing that the devil has been able to do, believe it or not, is to keep revival out of Tulsa. In spite of Billy Joe, in spite of Oral, in spite of Brother Hagin, in spite of all of them, he's been able to keep revival out of Tulsa. There are massive churches in Tulsa, but there has not been revival. And so God said, tell the people to pray for the prayer center. To pray for the prayer center, because this attack can be turned back before it hits. And he said, keep this in mind for yourselves. Because any church that gets too close to revival should know ahead of time an attack is going to be mounted. The attack can be turned back before it hits, but it is going to be mounted. The Lord said, don't wait to defend or to counterattack. Attack before it's launched. And you can stop it before it gets off the ground. Hallelujah. This is beautiful. In fact, I would encourage you, and I'm guessing this is more me than the Lord, but I would encourage you to send a card or a letter to the prayer center, to Pastor Dave, to let him know you are praying for the prayer center and for Pastor Dave. If you can think of it, do it before the week is out. Something to encourage. A lot of stuff happens there they don't talk about from the pulpit. Attacks. Pastor Dave shoulders a lot of the stuff that comes in that direction. And the small, small circle of staff that he shares it with are the only ones usually that know about these things. Sometimes it might be months, even a couple of years after the fact, he may tell people in general terms what happened. But the reason he doesn't proclaim it is because a lot of the people there aren't ready to handle that kind of knowledge of that kind of attack. And so if you would just take the time to send something out there just to say, love you, praying for you, thanks for your commitment, thanks for your impact, because he's impacted all of us, hasn't he?
The Lord's begun a work in some people here this morning. And the only way that that can be stopped is if you stop it. If you don't let Him do what He wants. Now, He's ministering to some people right now about some stuff that He's been trying to do in your lives for a long, long time. And every now and then you've sensed Him touching you. You've sensed Him ministering to you, but you've stopped short because the things that He's wanting to do in you are things that you're not accustomed to, because quite honestly you've been held from it all your religious life. And God's saying you must lay down your religion or I cannot work the fullness of my work in your life. You must lay down your traditions, or I can never take you beyond where you are right now in me. You have reached the limit of your walk in me if you do not reach the point of being willing to lay these things down, because you are rendering my power and my work in you of none effect because of what you're clinging to from your past. Turn it loose and let me take you beyond where you've ever been, and you will know and understand a greater realm of who I am in your life than you ever have before. So turn loose of your past and come walk with me, and I will take you into a realm of glory that you've never known. But if you give to me that which I am truly seeking, that is your love, your worship. There are many churches that profess me. There are many churches that preach me. But out of them all, there are so few that give me what I am really after: your heart, your love, and worship. Well, you have begun to enter into a realm of worship that you have not known in the past. For many of you, this has been a challenge. Many of you are still reserving yourselves because your flesh is uncomfortable with releasing out of your mouth the praise, the worship, and the adoration that is in your spirit. And I say unto you, you must go beyond your flesh. You must go beyond your emotions and your feelings. And you must open your mouth. You must release unto me that which is in your heart. For you see, when you became born again, worship became a part of your nature. And so I would say to you, submit to the operation of your spirit. Dominate your flesh and do that which now seems uncomfortable but will soon seem very natural. For there are many churches, but few give me what I am truly seeking: your heart, your love, and worship. But you have been pressing deeper as a church into my presence through your worship. Your songs have rung through heaven. Your songs have reached my throne. Your worship has reached my ears. For the greatest worship is that which is not planned, but that which is birthed out of your heart. And your worship has reached my ears. And I say unto you, if you will continue, if you will press deeper into this, you will continually dispel the powers of darkness in greater and greater measure. You will open up a realm of the Spirit where my glory and my presence can penetrate and fill this place. And I say, there will come a day when sinners will not need to hear a sermon preached, but my presence released through your worship will convict them and draw them to the cross, will draw them to repentance, will draw them to salvation. And I say unto you, you are a church that is pleasing unto me, for you have come so far. Yes, there is further yet to go, but you have come so far. There are other churches which have begun like this, but they have faded. Some have even come to the point of stopping this worship before I could complete the work that I wanted to do in these times of worship. But you are a learning people. You are a growing people. And I say to you, be encouraged. I say unto you, be encouraged, for I am pleased with what you are doing. I am pleased with where you have come from to where you are. And I say unto you, continue in this. Continue in this. And always, always press beyond your flesh to enter into these times of worship. For it is there that you will begin to experience me in a new dimension. Your worship is a key to this revival, says the Spirit of God. For I've made my best available unto you, and I have held nothing back. I have never held anything back from you. I have always made my best available to you. And the deeper that you go into my glory, the more that you are transformed from glory to glory, is the more that you will experience those things that I have already laid aside for you. I have given you my best. And the best that you can give to me is your worship. For you see, you can pray in tongues. You can speak my word and meditate upon my word, and you can fast. But your worship is the best that you can give unto me. Because you see, it is those who worship me in spirit and truth. They are the ones that I seek. Yes, I want you to pray. Yes, I want you to meditate on my word. And yes, I want you to fast. But I seek for those who worship in spirit and in truth. Because that is the one thing that you can give unto me. And when it pours forth from your heart, it is the best that you can give me. There is nothing greater that you can give to me beyond your worship. For it is your worship which will usher you into realms of my presence in the special places. It is your worship that will take you deeper into me. It is your worship that will help accelerate your spiritual growth and maturity. When you worship me and you focus your mind on me, you're giving me the best you can give me. And I want you to know that I honor that. I honor that. The Old Testament saints longed for the day that they could worship me like this. But in all of their lives on earth, they could never do what you have done here tonight. Only now are they able to do that as they are in my presence. But you have the ability to do this now. You have the ability to worship me as they never worshiped me. And you can do it while you are still on the earth. And I say unto you, there is a dimension of worship that could never be experienced under the law. A dimension of worship that could never be experienced until my Son was crucified and risen again. And now there is a realm of me that all mankind can experience. There is a realm of me that you can know, and your worship will take you there. I am God. I love you. I love you. And I want you to know my love.
Therefore, worship me. Worship me. Open your heart and worship me.
You are standing at the threshold of glory. But I cannot cross over to walk where you are walking. But you can cross over to walk where I am walking. And when you do, the glory that you enter into shall be revealed through you. And my presence and my anointing will carry you every day of your life. The Lord said that there are so many people in the body of Christ who are tormented in their minds because of their thought life. And He said, if you would only learn to praise me, if you'd only learn to worship me, you would find out how that your worship will have a purging and cleansing effect in your thought life. And He said, there are too many people, too many Christians, who are going through a lot of junk in their minds, that if they would just worship, all of that could change. All of it could change. All of it could change. You've been sensing in your heart that a change was coming. And the Lord said, there is. A change is coming. Soon. Soon. He says, listen to me and I'll give you the direction. I'll show you what to do. I'm drawing you from your past. I'm drawing you from your past, and I am pointing you in the right direction. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Let me lead you. Let me lead you. Let me lead you. Follow my direction and do what I tell you to do. Go where I tell you to go. Make the change that I'm telling you to make. Because as you make this change, you'll be stepping into the next level of what I have for you to do. He said, emotionally, this is going to be a challenge for you. But you're going to find a greater joy if you'll just follow what I'm leading you to do. For my hand is upon you. Though at times you have wondered, yes, my hand is upon you. And I am ministering to you. And I am speaking to you. I love you very much. And that's why I'm taking this time with you. It's because I love you. And I only want the best for you. So follow me. Follow me. Take the step and follow me. And I will lead you into pastures of peace and joy and blessings in my presence. You've been under a spiritual attack, and the heaviness that you've been sensing is because Satan is coming against you. And he's attacking you in this way to try and keep you down, to try and move you into an area of great depression. Kralla pronto, sun kunda bandam bosho, to kudo puro holo karanto. Lord said it's a spirit of confusion that has draped a blanket over you. You didn't know it, you didn't feel it. It was a gradual thing, it didn't hit you overnight. But he says this is a spiritual attack. He says if you will go home tonight and exercise your authority over this and command it to leave, and then seal it with worship, that this is going to lift. That it's going to lift, and you're not going to feel this. I've said in my word that I inhabit your praises. The reason I've said that is because your praise constructs a place of habitation for me. There are many things that you can do. You can pray in the Spirit. You can meditate and confess my word. You can fast. But worship is the one thing that builds a dwelling place for me. It's as though through your worship, you have taken a hammer and nails and wood and built a place that I can move into, a place where I can live with you. In the realm of the Spirit, the more that you worship me, the more it enables me to fellowship with you. When your heart and your mind is fixed upon me and you are worshiping me, if the only words that cross your lips are, I love you, I praise you, and I worship you, and that's all you say to me over and over and over again, but it is coming from a diligent heart and a diligent mind, you must know that I am pleased with that. Because when you pour your heart out to me in your worship, it creates a place for me to come and fellowship with you. And I would say to you, if you truly want to know my presence in an ever-increasing way, then learn to worship me. Learn to worship me. Learn to worship me. And in the middle of your worship, you will find me. The Lord said that some of you have been believing Him, asking Him for a fresh anointing. He said, you're going to receive it. He said, you're receiving that fresh anointing. It's beginning even now, right now. It's starting this day, this day, this day. There's going to be a freshness in your walk with Him. There's going to be a newness in this relationship because you've been seeking Him. And He said, if you diligently seek me, you're going to find me. And He said, there are some of you who are going to be finding more of Him than you've ever found before. He said there's a new path that's going to be opening up very soon for a few. A new path, a new direction, a new thing that He's going to use you to accomplish. He said you have edified yourself to a position to where He now is going to be able to use you on that path. A path has been there all this time, but you've edified yourself in your walk with Him. Now you have reached that path. He says to you, it will seem so new and so exciting, and it will be. And He says, but to me, it's been there all along, and I have just been waiting for you to reach this point so that I could take you in that direction. He said to tell you, you've been doing very well. And He is pleased with you. About a last day revival,
Many of you have looked for this revival. Many of you have been waiting on me to move in revival. But I say unto you, you have been wasting your time. For you see, I have never held revival back, but you have held me back. You have wondered, what will it take, Lord? What will it take? You have wondered, oh God, where is this revival? Well, I have revealed to you in my word what it will take. For the last 40 years, you have had great teaching. You have had great exhortation. And you have not come short in your knowledge of my word. And I am pleased with this. For as I said, knowledge would increase in the last days. It has done just that. Knowledge of me and my word has increased in these last days. And you have learned faith. You have learned great faith. And you have been taught many things. Many great and powerful and life-changing things. But I would have you know that the revival you have heard prophesied, the revival that you have been seeking, it is at your doorstep now. And my son revealed to you in my word what it is going to take to see this revival unleashed in waves throughout your land. And I say, not just throughout this country, but through this world. If you will think to my word, where my son met the Samaritan woman, and he told her, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, because those are the people I am seeking. In the Old Testament, the greatest outpouring of my glory was not while my word was being proclaimed. It was not while the sacrifices were being offered. It was not during a festival. It was not during a feast. But the greatest outpouring of my glory took place the moment that the singers and the musicians became as one and lifted up their voices and made a sound, a sound, a sound, to glorify me and to worship me. It was then that my glory filled the temple and the priests could not stand to minister. Your worship is the key. And I would say unto you this day, those who have ears to hear, listen closely to my word. Listen closely to that which I say to you this night. You are going to begin to hear a renewal in the area of worship. You are going to begin to hear coming from different places throughout the land and throughout the world, those who are going to be leading my people back into the arena of worship. My word has been taught, and there has been much learning, but my church has forgotten how to worship me. And the churches that you have established, you have placed heavy, heavy emphasis upon teaching and upon training. But there has never been an organization come into existence that has trained my people to worship. And I say unto you, those days are coming to an end. I am speaking forth. I am crying out, worship me, worship me, worship me, worship me, worship me, worship me. Worship me. Worship me. Worship me. Worship me. Because when you worship me, it opens the door of your spirit for my power and my anointing to flow through you and bring about a revival that will change your land. It will change your circumstances. It will bring about my presence in ways you have never known before. So listen closely. Listen closely to the voices of those that I am raising up, those whose hearts are tender toward me, those whose ears are tuned to my voice, and you will begin to hear them proclaim the message, worship the Lord, worship the Lord, worship the Lord, worship the Lord. And the day is coming. The day is coming where a people will be gathered together in one place to worship me. And as they worship me, my glory is going to fill the place where they are, unlike anything they have ever known before. And when that happens, you will not need the preaching. You will not need the teaching. You will not need to lay hands on the sick. Because the anointing that is poured through your worship is going to bring about healings, signs, wonders, and miracles. Oh, how I feel for those of you who have hardened your hearts to the point that your conscience is seared to the cry of worship. Oh, how my heart longs to touch you. You've sought healing. Be it known this night. Unless you worship, you are never going to see your healing manifest. It is not because I am holding back, but it is because of your stubbornness and your pride, your flesh, that you will not worship me. You have built a wall to my power that could produce great things in your life. But I say unto you this night, if you will crucify your flesh, if you will mortify your pride and lift your hands and open your mouth, if you will stop worrying about the people around you and what they think and what they might see you do, if you will worship me, you will experience me. And I say unto you that there are some. You have been in intercession, concern for your children. But I would say unto you this night, you have hindered the answers. You have hindered me from moving in the lives of your children because of your pride. I say unto you this night, do not forget, I hung on a cross, I was naked, and all could see me, but I did it for you. If you will only worship me, if you will only worship me, you will see my power. Again I say unto you, worship is the final ingredient to the end time revival. Worship is the final ingredient to the end time revival. Worship me, worship me, worship me, says the Lord.
There's a place in me. There's a place in me that you have not come. You have not come. But I long for you to do so. I long for you to come. And that place will be found in your worship unto me, that place will be found when you worship me with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul. Forget about everything else. Forget about everyone else and come unto me in your worship. Oh, I long for your worship, my children. Worship, worship, worship. Just speak to me from your heart. Just speak to me from your heart. I long for your worship. I long for your worship. And when you worship me, you'll come into a place you've never been. If you'll take the time to worship me, just worship me. Not for what I've done, not for what I'll do, but just because I'm God, just because I'm your Father, your Savior, your Healer. It's because of who I am. I long for your worship. I long for your worship. Come unto me and worship. Come unto me. Come unto me and worship. And you'll come to a place you've never known.
You have sensed for a long time that I've been speaking to you about stepping out beyond where you have been. And you've been sensing that I've been leading you in a direction that seems so very unfamiliar to you and almost unsettling. You have not felt qualified. You have not felt worthy. And you have even been afraid. You've told yourself, I can't do this. But I would remind you, I do not call anyone to do something that they cannot do. But I call you to do that which I equip you to do. So you should know that the moment you were born again, I was able to begin releasing into you that for which you are called. And I would say to you, confusion and discouragement, it has not come from me, but you have allowed others and yourself to formulate your opinion of you. So tonight, stop looking at what others see and start looking through my eyes. Stop looking at what you have seen in the past and start looking through my eyes. I have called you and I have made available to you everything you'll need to do what I've called you to do. Step out. Do that for which you are appointed. Step out and do not be ashamed or dismayed of what you perceive to be small beginnings. For the moment that you step out and begin to follow me, and begin to do what I tell you to do, you will begin to see things change. You will begin to see things grow. And when you take this step of faith and trust me that I can do this through you, you're going to be amazed at what comes out of your mouth. For out of the very deep regions of your spirit, I am going to be able to bring forth that which I have deposited in you. And you will surprise yourself because you have not thought yourself good enough to say such things. But you see, it is not you doing it. It is me in you, your strength, your glory, and your anointing doing it through you. Be my vessel this night and let me work through you. And I will show you what I can do, says the Lord.
You must understand that I have triumphed, that I have already triumphed over principalities and powers. And I have made a show of them openly. I have already triumphed over principalities and powers. I have already triumphed over them. I have already been the victor over them. And in my victory, you have the victory because you are in me. You have the victory. You have the victory over principalities and powers in this world. You have the victory in me. Look to me, says the Lord Jesus. Look to me. I will lead you and I will cause you to triumph over your enemies. I am the victor. But you must look to me. You must put your life in my hands. You must trust in me 100%. Not wavering, not wavering, not wavering. Not tossed to and fro, but trusting in me and believing in me and believing in my word. For I have already said in my word that you are victorious in this life. You are victorious. It's because of me and what I have done. It is my victory. It is my victory that brings you victory. Don't forget, I've already won it. I've already won the victory.